Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 11, talking about domains. The Gemara cites a Mishnah taught elsewhere. One must not stand in a private domain and bend forward and drink in a public domain, or stand in a public domain and bend forward and drink in a private domain, lest he draw the drinking cup to himself, thus transferring an object from one domain to another. But if he inserts his head and the greater part of his body into the place where he drinks, it is permitted. And the same applies to a wine press, which will be explained. You know, a lot of times we think about obvious things. We think about things that are for sure applying to another person and belong to another person. A person's house for sure is theirs. A person's car for sure is theirs. But if somebody leaves a bike on the front lawn, somebody leaves their lawnmower on the front lawn, or back in the olden days, an axe or a plow, I'm sure they wouldn't mind if I used it. I'm sure they wouldn't care if I took it as long as I give it back. You know, it's not a big deal. What's the big problem? What's the big deal? They're not, Moshe Yankel Shmerl's not going to care. But really, they do care. Everything that we're given is entrusted to us by God, and we are the caretaker of that object. You take something from someone else without asking, you're basically taking it from God without asking, and that's a big no-no. That's why brachos are such a big deal, and I myself have to be much, much better about that, but that's a side point. But when we think of littler objects, we don't really think of those objects. You know, the stapler, the tape, the pencil, the pen. These are not things that a Yankel or Shmerl would care if I borrow it. He wouldn't care if I take it. What's the big deal? I don't have to ask him. I don't have to ask his permission. What's the big deal? Is he going to even miss this pencil or pen? I will tell you personally, I will definitely miss this pencil or pen at least 3 times this past year in my office. My pencils, my mechanical pencils went missing. I believe they were stolen, and it makes me very mad, very upset. I don't know who took them. I don't know where they went. And it's not even about the money. It's about the principle of the matter. Don't take my stuff. Don't touch my stuff without asking. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. If I have something, if I bought something, it's given to me by God with the money that God gave me, with Hashem gave me. So don't take my stuff without asking. So we should be much better about other people's items, other people's materials. Even if it's something as small as a pencil, it is something that someone else has. It's entrusted to them by God, given to them by God. They're the caretaker of it. We should respect that and ask permission to use something, even something as small as a pencil. Kal vachomer, something big like a car or the house or anything else that someone else has that Hashem gave them, make sure to ask permission to use it. And I'm sure you'll get that permission, but always better to ask than to have to explain and say sorry later. And that way, we could truly respect people's items and belongings and things that are given to everyone else and have a more peaceful existence with each other on this world. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 12 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.